from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Live, breathe, eat this.
Yes.
You know that your starting point there is like 101. Radio 101, no. I could go either way on this.
Yeah, but I'm still going to tell you, you have to make a decision, and my preference is Fields.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not overwhelmingly so where if Wilson were to start in Denver, I would want to rip Tomlin for going with the wrong guy.
Okay.
It's not that big of a gulf between the two. We ran a Twitter poll yesterday, and I think 55% of people said Fields, and that was probably an emotional reaction having just watched him help lift the Steelers to victory in a small way. But
I have a pull up today,
yeah.
And it's 62% Wilson, presuming, well, Wilson's healthy.
Here's one of my issues with what Hoke said in his breakdown. I just don't think some of the, what he called strengths of Wilson are even true. He thinks that Freiermuth is going to have more production with Wilson. Not if it's the guy in Denver who refused to throw to the middle of the field. He said that Fields was dinking and dunking. I don't even agree with that. We must have watched different games because they had two huge plays downfield to Pickens that did turn into points and one that should have turned into points if the refs actually had any clue what they were doing yesterday. So if I had said to Steelers fans before Fields was in as the starter,
mm-hmm.
Hey, Wilson is going to start. And he is going to connect with Pickens on three plays of over 30 yards that turn into points. Every Steelers fan would say that's one of the big reasons why we got Russell Wilson, because he can still push the ball downfield and make plays downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin took a calculated risk yesterday. He did not want his quarterback to lose the game. He wanted him to take chances occasionally, where if it backfired, it was not going to blow up in the Steelers' face. And I thought Fields executed that almost to a T. So I would keep it going with Fields instead of playing a guy that is trying to rehab a calf injury that won't go away. I also think that there's a chance, Chris, that the emotions of the game on Sunday get to Russell Wilson. And it's a different situation because that crowd will be very mean to him. But I have seen with Pittsburgh teams when somebody comes back to where they played and it's a highly emotional situation, it doesn't usually work out well for that individual. And the person who I'm thinking of is Fleury, who absolutely loathed coming back here and playing.
Well, mainly because they would just light him up like a Christmas tree because they had so much talent.
Well,
and they knew
just
all of his little quirks and moves.
It's just going to be open season on Wilson. And I think Tomlin could look at it like, if I just start Fields, it removes any distraction from this game where a player's return becomes the biggest story of the game, and that's all anybody wants to talk about. That puts added pressure on Russell Wilson. If I lose this game, we're 1-1, which is not ideal, but I think most Steelers fans would have signed up for 1-1 after the first 2 weeks. And then Russell Wilson starts game three against the Chargers. It's at home, so it's a nice friendly environment. And then away we go from there with him. So I'm not.
Fields is 2-0, though, if he starts. Going to be hard, especially if he happens to look good in this game. It's going to be hard to go back to Wilson.
I agree.
In that setting. So I think there's going to be one potential escape hatch for them here with Wilson, and that's that they could say he's not healthy enough yet. I mean, this lingered for a while in camp, and then when he seemed healthy, he re-aggravated it.
Which is exactly what they did with Kenny with the Seattle game last year.
I also felt like, really, that the way it all got portrayed in the media, like the way that his injury was reported on Saturday and into Sunday, was very telling. Russell Wilson overnight tried to get himself right and really lobbied them and said he was healthy enough to play. And then they were like, the team's doctors, however, exercised a lot of caution. I don't know. That just read to me like he's not nearly as healthy as he wants people to believe he is. That might give them an escape hatch. Having said all that, I would start Wilson in this game. Now, I start him, as my opinion, saying that, knowing that I agree with you that Chris Hoke made points about him that I just don't agree with. He didn't use the middle of the field. He was more of a checkdown artist than Fields last year. I have next-gen stats open right now. Average completed air yards, okay? So that's was the guy throwing the ball down the field at all. Fields, 5'8". Wilson, 4'6".
Where's Kenny Pickett for context?
Kenny Pickett for average completed air yards last year. I'm so glad you asked, Pony. 4.9.
So better than Wilson.
By 0.1.
But still, though, that he's in the same neighborhood.
Now, Wilson...
That's not good.
Here's where Wilson is, I think, indisputably better than Fields. He is a more accurate thrower of the football.
No doubt about it.
There is just no argument there. And there are two plays where you probably have two first downs. Harris wide open in the flat.
Yep.
And Van Jefferson, even, early in the game. You probably have two first downs.
But I don't think he runs for the first down on third and seven.
He doesn't.
And I don't think he makes the throw Fields did right before the end of the first
half. But it's also indisputable in saying all this, Pony, that he also had much better passing numbers ultimately than Fields did last year.
Sure.
Here is one other thing. I do think Russell Wilson, despite his aversion to the middle of the field, does do better. He is more decisive. Not by much. Fields was the longest time to throw in the league last year, 3.23 seconds. Wilson was one of only a handful of guys over three. But it was still almost 0.2 seconds faster. I do not need to explain this to you, but I will say it to everyone else. That is a lot faster in the NFL, 0.25 seconds. I do think he's better, more decisive, more accurate with the football. I actually would play him in this game. If, to your point quickly, about what if he's too keyed up emotionally and the crowd is too much for him? Dude, if he goes back and that's like a problem for him, then you've got a whole different set of issues.
I mean, do you
he's been in the league for a long time.
But didn't that happen to him when he went back to Seattle?
It did. I'll give you. Although, wasn't
he got outplayed by Geno Smith?
Wasn't that more that Geno Smith had a phenomenal game and he didn't have a bad game?
Go look up the stats.
I'm pretty sure we've had this discussion and that Russ actually played pretty well, but just didn't convert stuff into touchdowns in that game.
412-928-9370. What would you do? Here's Jordan on the fan. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm a Steelers fan here in Cleveland, and I'll tell you what it's been.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hell of a Monday. Great Monday. T.J. Watt proved himself as best defender in the league again.
God, they've got to be just absolutely miserable up there. Are there people openly weeping in their cars and stuff on their way to work? I mean,
oh, it's great.
Did you wear your Steelers stuff today?
Oh, I wear it every day, man.
Wow.
I wear it around, and I get comments all the time.
You sound like a guy who was born and raised up there, too. I hear I-80 in that accent.
All right, so besides Watt looking better than Myles Garrett, what else you got, Jordan?
I got the Cleveland Browns proved that the Browns is the Browns again with Mr. Deshaun Watson. And, Tony, I think you should do a welfare check on Mr. Jim from Youngstown.
Yeah, good one. That's an inside joke that I like.
I got Russ, by the way, from that Seattle game, Pony. 29 of 42, 340 and a touchdown. His passer rating was 101 in that game.
Pretty good.
He was excellent.
But is it another one of those like empty calorie Russell Wilson games?
They scored, they were down 17-13 at the half and then took a field goal. You know what they did? It was a field goal late that they probably shouldn't have kicked and should have gone for it, and that's why they...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They lost.
Man, Justin is, you know, as I've gotten to know him, man, he is a real steady Eddie, man. He's not overly talkative, man, but he's got a steady, strong demeanor. And just being in stadium with him, man, some of the things that I've seen through team development were confirmed. It's just good to be able to communicate with a guy when things get thick and you see the clear eyes. He's there. He's solid as a rock. And I think his play and thus our play is kind of reflective of that.
Mike Tomlin on Justin Fields. Let's get some of your thoughts on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for more than a half century.
I love looking at Twitter, Pony. You know why? Because you get the true measure of how split people are. Immediately one person. Fields, the obvious choice. Wilson, no-brainer for this week.
Lou in Staten Island, who, like me, predicted 7-10 this year. Mm. Back on the fan. Hello, Lou.
Fellas, Mr. Chris, how are you, bud?
Hello, Lou. How are you?
All right. Pony, man, I miss you went 7-10. You did that after we spoke or before?
I did on Friday. I went 7-10. And me, Lou, we're on 7-10 Island.
Lou, you can take pride in the fact that you clearly did influence him. He gave the prediction after you gave yours.
Well, I don't know about that, but I had them losing in Atlanta, so maybe it's going to be 8-9 or that 9-8 stuff. But if you guys don't mind, can I roll off a couple of things? A couple of guys I spoke to, all Steelers fans, you know, and I'm probably guilty more than anybody. Listen, when they win, you got to be a little happy because that means you're never happy, right? So Let's take the win, right? It's a road game. There was a lot of things going on before this. We had no idea what was going to happen. I will say this. Two things that came out of the game that continuously bothered me and never change. Why is the man not calling that challenge on that play to Pickens down the sideline? Of course, it's 15 yards. He was not touched. They called him down by contact. And then the other play, which I can't believe it didn't cost us the game. Thank God it was Kirk Cousins. Because the moment, how are you not calling timeout, regrouping the boys, and going forward on 4th and inches or kicking the field goal? What are they doing? Rushing up to the line, up 5 points, chaotic scene, and calling a quarterback sneak when it looked like the offensive line didn't even move when he snapped it. So I blamed it on Tomlin. Those little things there need to change, especially with a team that's mediocre.
I actually like your – Lou, before you get to your last point, because I'll let you do it, I will say please. Quickly, I like your evaluation of that 4th and 1 play more than almost anything I've heard, and I would have kicked it ultimately with this team, which is not normally what I would do. But I thought the biggest problem was how chaotic and disorganized it was. And that is a time, if you want to burn a timeout there, as much as I don't like doing that, if you're going to go for it, make sure you know exactly what you're doing.
Because it's the biggest play of the game. If you get it, the game's over.
Yeah, I think that's a good point anyway. Your last point.
By far, all right? Now, I had Seattle in the knockout pool, right? You know, the suicide pool.
Yep.
So I watched the Seattle and the Broncos yesterday. This game coming up, this kid, the quarterback yesterday for Denver,
Nix,
right? He looked lost. And this is a typical game. It's a quarterback we've never seen before. He looked lost the week before. if this defense plays half as good as they played on Sunday, we should win that game. But you know what's going to happen? Something weird. It'll be a Tomlin game. And this game here could come back to burn us, where you can maybe looking at 10 wins. They have to win the game. Go in there. I don't care if the defense wins the game for us and we win 10-9. I don't care. They must win this game. Then you get San Diego at home. You never know.
Lou, thank you. Clarification on that play with Pickens. He couldn't have challenged it. So I am one of the people that screamed and yelled, what is Tomlin doing? Once they're ruled down by contact, they can't then retroactively apply the yards that were gained after the play. So they could say, yeah, we got it wrong, but you would still have the ball at the same exact spot because they don't allow for the continuation.
So you can only do it down by contact for a fumble situation where it's, yes. was the player down or was the ball out?
They're not going to, because the refs whistled and said, no, he's down. Everything that happens after that does not count.
Here to Lou's point about how bad did the Broncos look. Here is the list of every quarterback who has thrown 42 or more times with 138 or fewer yards in NFL history, which Knicks did. Him, Roethlisberger when he was almost 40.
And Chris Winkie?
Jesse Palmer. Jesse Palmer!
Who I think is now hosting The Bachelor.
Yes, he's become a reality television star.
Yeah, that's an ignominious list.
Whew.
Here's Evan in Jefferson Hills. Hello, Evan.
Hi, so I'm actually calling in as a Falcons fan, and I think
who
that
everyone lives in Jefferson Hills.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a long story.
Is this a Bill Frelick thing? Is that like what's the? How does someone in Jefferson Hills become a Falcons fan?
Did you marry
fan?
A Pittsburgh girl?
I did actually, but I grew up in upstate New York, where if you're in upstate New York, you root for New York teams or you hate New York teams like the rest of the country. So you pick your own team.
Okay,
Pony, you're from upstate New York. You root for the Giants, or you did?
Yeah.
No, never did. Never once. Always.
Right, so as a Falcons fan, how
so
are you Evan feeling?
Evan, the Falcons fan, now chiming in.
So this is the. So I think everyone's kind of missing one little point about what the Pittsburgh defense did in this past game, which is they're facing a team that has Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson, and a $100 million brand new quarterback, and an offensive line that has been consistent and has been there for together as a group for more than a year.
Yep.
So this is not a team other than your quarterback here. It's been a team that's been together for a long time and knows how to work together. And the Pittsburgh defense just absolutely dominated. There was pressure on every single play. So that is a sign. Like I think while we're focusing on the quarterback play of what happened for the Steelers, we should be talking about the fact that the Steelers defense is scary good.
Evan, it's very weird that you made this point right now. Benjamin Solak, who is with ESPN now, whose dad, I believe, listens to the show.
Yes. Mr. Solak, thank you for your support over all the years, but continue.
And Ben is very good at what he does, despite looking like he's a high school sophomore working on a research project. Steelers interior defensive line stats. When Atlanta ran between the tackles, they got 2.9 yards per carry. They got a whopping 14 yards before the runner was contacted. Basically, when they ran it up the middle on the Steelers, they went nowhere. And you know who deserves a lot of credit for, I want to say, what was it? Either the first Cousins interception. Ogunjobi, who has been very much like a maligned guy for a while now, was right in his grill.
Yep, the pressure
on
was
that
everything
play.
On that play.
Right in his grill.
The Monday after a Steelers game means it's time for Donnie Football's Game Balls. He hands out three. It's a huge honor. There are a couple of Steelers who were offended that they did not get as many game balls as they deserved last year. I'll let you guess who they might be. So we'll see where Donnie starts after this 18-10 win over Atlanta. We know at least two of the balls. There is the third ball in the try ball. I knew a guy who had try balls.
No, you didn't.
How'd that work out for him? Did he like use it as a pickup line?
You don't think I do? You don't think I knew someone with a third?
No.
You're calling shenanigans on that?
Yeah.
What if I had him call in?
Hi, I'm the guy with three testicles?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a hell of a start to a phone call.
I'll effort that.
You know, baseball, very odd that you get four balls in baseball and then you walk. It'd be very difficult in real life to put that into practice.
Don? Let's get to it, buddy.
Game ball number one, held in the highest honor. That does go to Chris Boswell, who, if you can, try to find a way to bet on him for NFL MVP after that game. The only source of points.
Who would be the kicker? Who would be the kicker he would join in the annals of history as the only other kicker MVP? 1982. Come on, big guy. You can do it.
It was the strike season,
wasn't
it?
Yes, it was. You can do it.
I don't know the guy's name.
Mark Moseley.
Yep. Okay.
Chris Boswell looking for his sixth make of the day, and he's got it. And that's been everything for the Steelers. Six made field goals, three takeaways.
Man, we all know what he's capable of. I don't think anybody in that locker room is surprised, by what he was able to do. As a matter of fact, he loves it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around this guy a long time, man. He wants the long ball. He's built for it. And I think it's just really displayed in my confidence in him, man. I don't have any hesitation to send him out there. As a matter of fact, I look forward to sending him out there because I know he relishes it. And so we're thankful for that.
And for the most part, Tomlin played for it. That first drive, you had a 3rd and 6, and he gave the ball to Cardarrelle Patterson on a run up the middle to just play for the long field goal. And he, I think somewhat to his credit, knew that it was not going to be a high-scoring game and that he is a kicker with a big leg who makes 50-yard-plus field goals at a higher clip than anybody in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So once inside the 40-yard line, you're in scoring range, and just don't screw it up in this game. Don't turn the ball over. Don't take a penalty. Don't take a bad sack. On 3rd down, I mean, he probably remembered Fields in the preseason against Houston took a bad sack and got the Steelers knocked out of field goal range. So in that respect, I do give Tomlin credit because he knows he has a competitive advantage at kicker and he used it in this game and they don't win without that.
He clearly played for it. They also clearly view him. He has ascended to the rare tier for kickers. I think his guys, look, the rest of that team looks at him as a true football player and not a kicker.
Like when he called out Matt Canada.
Because he's so good. He's so good. I think Tucker was that way. Vinatieri was that way.
Yeah, I mean, and he's won them how many games?
And then there are guys like Jay Feely who wore the armbands to try to make it look like they had big biceps. I don't think he was ever looked.
Didn't he wear gloves too?
Oh, yes. Feely? Yes. He had
friends with Tom Brady.
He had quite a look about him on the field.
Don, game ball number two.
Number two goes to TJ Watt. 3 quarterback hits, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, a big fumble recovery in the middle of that game. Should have had another one. Depending on who you ask, with that big officiating snafu that took place.
And miscommunication there in the timing. It deflected off of the motion, man, and TJ Watt's on top of it. Self-inflicted wound right there for the Falcons.
You know, there's a lot to correct, obviously, but it's great to see us take the ball away. Anytime our offense can possess the ball and we can take the ball away, that's usually a good formula for success. But there's just so much room for growth. We have a lot of great guys on this defense, a lot of great schematics as well, so sky's the limit.
I usually get accused of being a TJ Watt, like, not a hater, but a guy who undercuts him sometimes on this show or says other guys are better. I don't know if it's because I thought Atlanta would look really good on offense or whatever it was. That was one of those games where I felt like I was sitting there watching it like every other Steelers fan does, going, God almighty, this guy is ridiculous. His stats, actually, I thought undersold how good he was in this game. He was awesome.
He went up against a legit offensive tackle. He did not have some schlub over there. It's McGarry, who got paid bigly by the Falcons and is considered one of the better offensive tackles in all of football. So, dominant performance. We've seen Watt single-handedly win the Steelers opening games before, like the Bills game a couple years ago. In this case, he was equally dominant. He just had help from his kicker and some others. So we knew that was going to happen. Watt was going to get a game ball.
One more thing on him. You know, fumble recoveries are seen as like a lucky play. Both of you know that, right? Like the analytics guys will tell you that's pure luck. His fumble recovery is one of the least lucky ones I've ever seen. No way he should have gotten on that ball.
3 guys were there for Atlanta. Yep.
Kirk Cousins made a little bit of a Cam Newton business decision. He looked like he was lurching down to that ball.
Man, he looked awful.
He looked like he was ready for the glue factory.
And I'm a Kirk Cousins guy. I mean, they can't be feeling – I know it's week one. Can't be feeling great. One,
I think here got a lefty warming up in the bullpen.
I was just going to say,
Penix was the big winner.
I think he's going to play before the season's out, probably because Cousins gets hurt because he can't protect himself right now.
All right, number one game ball, Donnie.
I happily give Well, technically, this is the
third one
because
we, it went Boswell.
I went one, two, three.
Gotcha.
Yes, yes. But I'll happily give it to this guy. I was a little bit doubtful of him coming into the season of what we would see from this dude. Dante Jackson gets it.
From the Steeler 47. Cousins from a collapsing pocket. Throws an interception. Dante Jackson. In his Steelers debut. Inside the 20. He dropped an interception in the first half. If given the choice, he'd say, I'd probably take this one. In the fourth quarter, returns it 48 yards.
I thought just in-game adjustments. They had ran that play to score where they was seeing three high and they were just trying to hide a guy and send him up the sideline. That's how Pitts got open on the touchdown. So in-game adjustment sideline, we knew they'd come back to it. Just had to widen my vision and play with the ball was there. Shout out to TJ man for getting the ball out and making them throw an errant pass, and that's how we capitalized.
And it seemed exactly you knew that was coming out.
Yeah, exactly knew it was coming. Once I seen the guy wheeling up the sideline, I knew
nice
what he wanted.
Nice follow-up question, Richie. That's pretty much what he said in the answer. Anyways, Malzie, you had a point?
That felt a little NSC to me right there. I felt like I was in Dante's shoes there for a second. I will give him extra points for the return because he had that ball out there displaying a prize fish for a second, but then he tucked it like you should there, and I thought underrated just given the way the game was going to go so far down the field on a return to basically make a field goal a guarantee off of that. I just thought the return was super impressive. Their secondary looked good, which is easy when you're putting the quarterback on his ass and making him uncomfortable, but just nice business-like stuff, and it fully canceled out the dropped INT and the one penalty that he had.
I mean, along with the pick, obviously that's the highlight, and that put them in a great situation to
had a couple PBUs,
finish off the
right?
game. Yeah, two very big ones that I noticed watching back. I remembered them. I couldn't remember at what point they happened. But, yeah, I mean, there was one pretty early on.
You got his fingertips on it?
All right, like maybe I shouldn't doubt the guy so much here.
That was a pass that was behind. I want to say it was London or somebody else, but he probably would have caught it, and Jackson made a terrific like break back on the ball to get there.
And what was Deontay Johnson's stat line in the 47-10 loss to the Saints? 2-for-19.
On 6 targets, yeah. Week 1, trade winner, Pittsburgh Steelers.
My honorable mentions for Donnie. Deshaun Elliott. That dude showed
up. I liked
up,
him, too.
Had an interception, was involved in some tackles. Very visible in the game. And this one comes from a former Steeler.
Okay.
Who watched the All-22. He said, I have good news for you, guy. For you guys. Hayward is all the way back. Didn't have any what he would call splash Tomlin plays. But as the PFF guys like, go watch his reps. He pretty much won every
one. He and Montrevious didn't have a splash play. He and Monty Adams killed Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I felt like Adams got there first. Though.
Adams
I
did go, get there
they
first.
They did, but Hayward
finished him off.
I don't think he needed to, though. Turtling like a little baby.
I do
baby.
Think Cam looked really good.
Really quick here, two individual honorable mention plays. One, everyone saw, and then I feel like one, I was the only person to really like note it, which maybe means I'm wrong. Peyton Wilson absolutely saved a touchdown on that play to Robinson early. He was going to go in. That's one of the most gifted open field guys in the league. Wilson made a very good play. And then another Bijan play. On the series that ended with that interception that that Jackson had, I honestly think Queen getting off of a block and getting to Bijan Robinson and bringing him down, it was still a good gain on the play. I think it saves a touchdown there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.